My name is Raven, professional wrestling superstar, former world heavyweight champion, and I want you to choose your four.
This is the Innovator of Violence, Tommy Dreamer, and I want you to choose your four.
Hello, Pro Wrestling Rushmore. This is Lanny Poffo, formerly the Genius of WWE.
Hello, this is the hardcore legend Mick Foley. Yes, it is, and I want you to choose your four. Pro Wrestling Rushmore.
It's Pro Wrestling's Rushmore.
This is Pro Wrestling Rushmore. Quote the Raven, nevermore.
Humanoids, this is Ian from Squared Circle History, and I want you to choose your four. It's Pro Wrestling Rushmore. Welcome to the only podcast that chooses a topic and allows you, the listener, to decide what or who ends up on our ultimate list at the end of the episode. And joining me is my co-host, the often imitated but never duplicated Brian.
Ooh, that was a big grrr.
I try to, you know, extend it longer every episode. To the point where it's just gonna go on like until I pass out.
Jesus Christ. I can't do
this. I'm hardcore.
I can't do the show by myself. I can only talk for so long about some nonsense.
People would listen.
Just, no way.
Yeah.
I couldn't carry it
like
though.
Like the inner thoughts of Brian.
I wouldn't know where to start. I wouldn't know what to say. I'd be so lost.
I don't have any inner thoughts. I hate inner thoughts.
Imagine still doing the show by, like, some people do. How do they do that? Could you do a one-man show?
No, I don't think so.
Weird, right?
Well, I mean, I do the history videos. I guess that's a one-man show.
Yeah, but you're not, like, just trying to spitball things off the top of your head for however long.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I guess you have to have, like, a rundown sheet.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Gotta be prepared, you know?
Hmm.
If you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail.
Maybe I'll branch out and try to start one on my own.
No, I need you for this one.
Yeah, it'd be like that. Those two ladies on SNL. Mm. The ones that just like...
Oh my god.
Yeah, the wicked monotone ones.
The sweaty balls.
Yeah, sweaty balls.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, good.
All right, I think I need Ian back.
That's like the point in the movie where like the two friends get in an argument and they branch off and like do their own thing for a few months. And they're like, ah, everything's great. And they see each other and like, oh, hey, hi, how are you?
I need you, man. He's like, fuck you should have started your own thing.
You have a contract, sir. Hey, what'd you think of Paul Heyman's Hall of Fame speech?
I thought it was really good.
Best one ever?
Yeah, I would say so.
Hands down.
But I think it's because he had the freedom to do what he wanted, I guess.
Yeah.
And obviously the ones in past years, no one had any freedom for anything.
Except for Hillbilly Jim.
What?
You don't remember his speech?
Dude, I shut it off after like 2 minutes. I mean, people actually watched that whole speech?
Yeah, unfortunately.
He went, why? What did he do that was controversial, though?
Nothing controversial, it just went on.
Oh, so you didn't tell anybody to suck his dick or anything?
No, just Paul Heyman did that. Paul Heyman is the only one.
Well, yeah, no shit. But that's what I'm saying. I think that's why, because he could, you know, call people assholes. And
yeah.
He had free reign to everything.
Yeah. No, that was legendary.
Yeah, it definitely was.
And how about WrestleMania?
In all.
Night one and night two. What'd you think of that?
That's right, we haven't seen each other in like a long time.
It's been, yeah, since WrestleMania.
Since WrestleMania night, yeah. Yep. I thought it was good, man. I didn't think it was bad. I fell asleep, I'll be honest, for the Usos match, which I heard was fine. I didn't miss anything.
Did not miss anything. The most disappointing match in WrestleMania history.
And then it was the girls' match. Oh, my Angel Jade.
That's right. And, yeah, six-woman tag.
Yeah.
They beat Damage Control. Bianca, Naomi.
I thought Saturday show was good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I didn't mind The Rock beating Cody.
It needed to happen for the story, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That was a classic. Like, I don't think people expected that match to be as good as it was.
The tag match.
The tag match, yeah.
Right. But even the main event of WrestleMania, Cody and Roman, was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
That was excellent.
Yeah, no, they did a great job. They really did.
Seth and Drew was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all...
Sammy over Gunther.
I didn't like that, man.
Of course
I
you didn't.
No, no.
You don't
no.
like Sammy.
It's not that I don't like Sammy. I just think Sammy needs other people around him to make him.
Okay. What do you think of this feud going on with Chad Gable?
I love it.
It's pretty good, huh?
Chad Gable is Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he could be that badass little, you know, wrestler. Not that Kurt Angle was little, but
no.
Gable's shorter than Angle. But he's still got that amateur background.
Yeah.
He could have, like, a team, like...
He's got the credibility.
Yeah, like Team Gable. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That'd be cool.
And the brothers.
Creeds.
The Creed brothers.
Creeds.
Yeah, they're gonna end up beating down Otis and Tozawa.
That would be cool. Yeah, there you go.
They're gonna be with Gable.
Yeah, man. I would definitely do that.
Team Gable all the way. And then, at one point, have Kurt Angle... You know, like one of these big shows, he can come out and be like, oh, I really like what you're doing and all that. And they'll shake hands, but then they'll all beat down Angle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That would be awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Huge. That has so much potential, and Gable has so much potential now that they're letting him do his gimmick, which is what he is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
I like it. I like the product now, man. I think it's been... It's actually more exciting than it has been in a long, long time since the Attitude Era.
Yeah, and that whole build-up to WrestleMania was the best one. I don't know if it's the best one there's ever been, but it's pretty damn close.
Yeah, I mean, I would say so, too. Thing is, you know me, I'm more partial to my childhood, so
yeah.
I like all those childhood build-ups.
Of course.
And, like, Rock in Austin, 17. WrestleMania 17.
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit. Like, all that build-up was really good.
That
you
was,
know what I mean? One of the more iconic ones. I wouldn't say it was better than that, but close second, yeah.
Hogan Savage,
awesome.
Yeah. That was unbelievable.
You know what I mean? There's so many out there.
You wearing a wrestling shirt?
I am.
Oh, what is it?
The Villain Club. Marty
Skrull. Skrull. Damn you for having a confusing last name.
Squirrel.
Squirrel, that'd be good. That'd be his new gimmick. Like, instead of, like, the big plague mask, he's just got, like, a big squirrel tail. He dies, like, hit one part of his hair, like, black, and then the sides gray.
Martin Squirrel.
Martin Squirrel. I think he's got something there. That gimmick's nuts.
Isn't he in trouble for, like, that,
Yeah, his name came out.
The Me Too movement or whatever?
Yeah.
Hey, what do you gotta do? Still a cool shirt.
Yes. Oh, I've got my WrestleMania 7 Hulk Hogan shirt. Holding the American flag.
Because you always have to outdo me when I wear wrestling shirts.
Well, no, I
you
just
have
got
to wear
this.
Like an even cooler one.
I got the I got the Paul Heyman Hall of Fame shirt too.
Under that?
No.
Oh.
No. I wore that last week when I thought we were gonna record. But I was already wearing it, so I'm like, man, alright, well, I'll wear this another time. That's a cool shirt too.
Yeah.
Some really cool WrestleMania shirts this year.
For what? This year's WrestleMania?
Yeah. Like
I haven't
released
seen...
around this time.
Oh, like, I thought you went on a website and looked for a WrestleMania shirt specifically.
Oh, no, no. I just happened to see the shirt, and I'm like, oh, I need this.
Right, from old school WrestleMania, I see what you're saying. That is a cool shirt. I love that shirt.
It's, Mitchell and Ness is the name of the company, so it's like a collaboration.
You could tell you do not like sports.
What is it? Like, what is that?
Mitchell and Ness.
Mitchell and Ness, sir.
What the fuck?
What is it?
It's Mitchell and Ness. Mitchell and Ness.
Yes, baby. Baby Ruth.
Not and Ness.
What do you mean, and Ness? And N-E-S-S.
Oh, my God.
You gonna tell me what this thing is?
It's not Nessie. That's how you say the name. It's Mitchell and Ness. They make, like, baseball jerseys. football jerseys, like old school ones.
Oh, okay.
Well, retro shit.
Well, now they're making retro WrestleMania shirts.
Well, that's fine, but it's not, you know, I'm just trying to tell you, and you tell someone who it's made by.
Yeah.
It's not Mitchell and Ness. It's not two people, I don't think.
Well, how come it says Mitchell and Ness? Like, that's what it said, Mitchell.
But it's not how you pronounce it.
What, am I supposed to say Mitchell and Ness?
Yeah, yes, there you go.
Mitchell. No, that's like a New England thing. You're just, like, speeding up the process. If it was Mitchell and Ness, it'd be an apostrophe. But no, it's an ampersand.
I'm so, what?
That's what it is, that and symbol.
An appendix? What the fuck are you talking about?
Mitchell and Ness.
No, it's Ness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, neighbor.
It's Mitchell and Ness.
Mitchell and Ness?
Yes, there you go.
NS?
Pat, how do you say it? Speak. Speak to the people. Tell them. Serenity now!
We haven't even said the topic of this episode yet.
Oh, man.
So, today's topic is the Mount Rushmore of Steve Austin matches. Oh, geez, Pat's convulsing over here.
Just Stone Cold?
No, it's all of Steve Austin's gimmicks. So, Stunning, Superstar, Stone Cold. Stone Cold.
Well, I think it's going to be all Stone Cold matches.
No,
well, it's not. He'll probably have a couple, like, you know.
Oh, now you're backpedaling. Now Ricky, that I told you.
Hold on, asshole. He'll probably have a couple, like, Ricky Steamboat in there from, like, Clash of the Champions and shit.
Yep.
Right? Am I right?
We haven't begun construction yet. I am not legally allowed to tell you.
I want to know.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. I feel better about it now. A couple of maybe Hollywood Blonde matches in there.
Okay.
Possibly. All right, I don't like putting tag matches in this shit. If the guy was a singles competitor, I'm just going to put single matches.
And this is why you're my co-host. Because there's a couple matches on here that it's just going to rile you up. It's just going to rile you up.
So. Are they trying to do it on purpose?
No. They legitimately, people voted for these matches. And I knew right away, oh yeah, Brian's not going to like this.
Well, like Canadian Stampede's on there, right?
Let's begin construction.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. I don't... Why?
On the Mount Rushmore it's of so Steve stupid. Austin matches. Wow. Let's see. We're going to bookmark that. And we're going to start with, voted by Mikey from the Streets and Scorpion 87, Stunning Steve Austin versus Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Bash at the Beach 94, WCW.
Any Stone Cold Steve Austin match versus Ricky Steamboat is great.
Well, what about this one?
It's great.
Do you remember it?
No, I don't actually.
Austin, he comes out with the tights that say Dragon Slayer on the back.
No, is that what Ricky came out with, the little dragon?
Well, I don't know what you call it.
Did he? He had his kid with him and shit?
For this one?
Yeah. Or did he come out Bash with like, a pet dragon? Didn't he come out with a pet dragon somewhere?
Yeah, that was... Well, he came out with a pet dragon when he was feuding with Jake the Snake back in the 80s. And
Never in WCW, though?
I can't remember if he brought a dragon in, no.
Then it was his kid. It was someone.
His kid was a dragon?
Well, little dragon.
That would be interesting. It's like, oh, okay.
No, he's not a real dragon, asshole. He's his
son.
What
if his kid was a real dragon?
He's the little dragon.
That'd be interesting. Like, he always got the dragon DNA. Either that or he had sex with a dragon.
That's bestiality.
It's a mythical creature. Call it what you call it.
Oh, man.
I love the part in this match when Austin, he grabs Steamboat's hand and looks at the camera and he goes, "Hi, everybody."
I don't remember that at all.
You remember that at all? No. Well, do you remember?
But I do remember, like, watching it. I remember, like,
yeah.
I remember the match.
Did you hate it?
No, I didn't hate it.
No. But you, like, initially hate it and then grow to love it?
Well, so I was indifferent to it as a kid.
Oh, so that never changed.
Yeah, like,
you're always indifferent to a wrestling match when you watch it, and then you just have to think about it.
I need it to register with me.
Okay, alright.
And then after a few years, I can appreciate wrestling more because... Well, yeah.
It'll take you years?
What year was that match?
The Steamboat match?
Yeah.
94.
Oh, 94.
So 30 years ago.
Alright, so dude, you're talking 30 years ago, I was fucking 11 years old. going to take me a little while. It's going to take me like I'm 15, about 15 years old, go back and watch the shit. Right? And it's like, oh, wow, you know what? That was a really good match because I can appreciate what wrestling is.
I got you.
An art form.
Yes, it is.
So what the hell are you talking about, years? Yeah. How long did it take you?
Well, usually after you watch the match, you're like, wow, that was pretty good. Yeah, then you can appreciate it even more.
Because you're a very influenced, easily influenced person.
Well, let's talk about this next match here.
Millennial.
Purple Haze and Mike the Wolverine vote for Stunning Steve Austin versus Ricky the Dragon Steamboat from the Clash of the Champions the next month.
Any Steve Austin Ricky Steamboat match is great.
This was a great match. The only thing I don't like about this match is they keep cutting away to Hulk Hogan being loaded into an ambulance.
Oh no, one of those.
Because he got attacked earlier in the night, and it's like, okay, let's follow him. Let's check in and see how he's doing. It's like, yeah, but we got this really good match going on here. And in the end, Steamboat wins. He wins the U.S. title from Austin.
Right. So
that's a big moment.
Of course it is.
Celebrate that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what WWE
went wrong.
That
doesn't work for me, brother.
But it's WWE used to be like that too, weren't they? Where they would talk about a different match coming up during someone else. They were like infamous for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Thankfully, that's finally changed.
Yeah, it's changed a lot.
But, it's like, no, just act like...
this is a big deal.
Exactly. Act like every match is a big deal because the win should matter.
Right, but exactly.
Hey, whatever. That's just one man's opinion. Next match on here, voted for by Shep from Shepland and Adam84, Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Jake the Snake Roberts, King of the Ring 96.
I think that's voted on because of what it was, what it became, the moment that created Stone Cold Steve Austin. So for that reason alone, I don't hate the pick.
Right.
I wouldn't have thought about it.
It's a very technical pick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you're really thinking, like somebody gave this really deep thought here.
Yeah, I definitely would have never thought about that. But
I didn't either.
Definitely, I think constitutes to be at least voted on.
Because it's the greatest moment. It's the Austin 316 moment.
Yeah,
and everybody knows that, so therefore, why not? Kind of like a lot of people on previous lists here put that the Bash at the Beach match with WCW versus NWO where Hogan turns.
Mm-hmm.
They put that as one of their favorite matches, and it's like, okay, well, yes, it's for the moment, but everybody knows about it.
Exactly.
So it's a good way of thinking. And especially since Austin came up with that promo, he just got back from the hospital after getting stitched up, and Michael Hayes just informed him. Like he asked, Michael Hayes, hey, is there anything I should know? And Hayes was like, dude, Jake got a promo, a religious promo. All right, got it.
So they told him specifically to cut a religious promo?
No, he asked what Jake's promo was about.
Oh,
Hayes told him it was a religious-based promo.
Right, I gotcha.
So Austin came up with,
Right.
You got your Psalms. You got your John 3:16. Well, Austin 3:16 says, what?
No, he didn't. So I'll kick your ass. I just whooped your ass.
Yes.
I just opened the can of whoop ass.
Yes. And
bottom line.
He's set for life.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Then his wife came up with a stone cold name.
You gotta drink your tea or it's gonna get stone cold.
That was it.
What'd you say?
What? What? They were both created right there and then. He just didn't know it yet.
Oh, man. Suplex Sam and Paulicious vote for Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Kevin Owens, WrestleMania 38, 2 years ago.
I can't hate it. It was a good match, actually.
It was a great match.
Surprisingly,
great match. 21 years since his last WrestleMania.
Yeah,
he has an amazing match.
Well, for that alone, I can't hate it because I'll give the guy credit at his age to do what he did.
Yeah,
but it was his definite last match, right? So,
yeah, I mean, I really thought we were going to see him this year.
What was his last match before that? That was with The Rock.
The Rock, Mania 19.
All right. So yeah, that's crazy.
It's
how about that feather in a cap up for Kevin Owens to say, I gave Stone Cold his last match.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool.
Because, you're up there with The Rock at that point.
Yeah.
Because The Rock was the guy before him.
That's true. That is true. Man, and how crazy is it that Austin comes back, has an amazing match. Rock comes back, has an amazing match. It's like, how can you deny that Stone Cold and Rock are two of the greatest?
Agreed. I would say so. And you're right. Rock had a phenomenal match.
He did. That tag team match was unbelievable.
Yeah, man.
It's good. It had everything. The match had everything in it.
Rock Cody's going to be really good.
Oh, I can't happens. Wait for that. Whether it's SummerSlam, Mania, it's Mania worthy.
It's Mania worthy, but it's going to be Rock Roman Mania. You know? Yeah.
All right.
They're probably going to get it because I don't want to go into a whole storyline right now. But yeah, so I think Rock and Cody will probably happen. Probably Rumble.
Okay.
By the time he's done with the movie. Unless he's done with the movie by SummerSlam, but I don't think so, right? It almost takes the full movie.
I don't know. Depends how many times you screw up.
Well, fuck. I'm saying you can't do a movie in like 2 weeks, right? It's impossible.
Probably not. No, probably not.
Yeah, so it's going to be a while probably for him.
Well, when he comes back, it's going to be a big moment. Oh, and now he has the People's Championship now.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
I'm sure it's just to do title versus title now.
Yeah, exactly. But why does he need to... Was he a child? It's like, no, I need a belt.
He's got like free reign now.
I know he does. So what? If I had free reign...
I want a belt and I want my grandma in the Hall of Fame.
I have free reign of this show. You see me coming in with a belt saying I'm the greatest co-host? Jesus.
That would be pretty funny. I'd say, hey, where'd you get that belt?
Let's say Muhammad Ali gave it to me.
Ringmaster and Adam84 give us votes for Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Rock, WrestleMania 19. So, what we thought was his last match.
That was The Rock good match,
finally dude. Beats him at WrestleMania.
Is that when he put The Rock put his
put
vest
Austin's
on.
Vest on.
Right, yeah.
Fought in it, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great match.
It was.
That was a good match.
It was.
And give Austin credit for the shape he was in just to go into that match.
Yeah, because he thought he wasn't even going
to
make the
exactly.
match.
Exactly. He went to the hospital, he was dehydrated and shit, right?
Yep, match night almost before. Didn't happen.
Crazy. And he didn't tell anybody, so like The Rock didn't know that was going on, did he?
I don't think so.
I don't think anyone knew, except for him and Vince.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I know that's how Austin's book opens up, is talking about like the anxiety that he's feeling before the match and then going to the hospital and all that. Crazy. And then to go on and have a great match. Even though Rock won, you know, it's still a good performance for Austin.
Right.
And at the time, his last real match, because he did like a match with Eric Bischoff that was just a joke.
Bischoff?
Yes, Mr. Bischoff. Purple Haze and My Boy Benny give us votes for The Hollywood Blondes versus Ric Flair and Arn Anderson, Clash of the Champions.
Yeah, I don't remember the match, but...
Two out of three falls.
Definitely believe it was up there, because him and Brian Pillman together were great. Whether feuding against each other or teaming together, they had chemistry, man.
Awesome tag team.
It was crazy. I love when they used to come out and they used to put the little camera to the eye.
Yep.
Do the imaginary turn shit.
And then they gave everyone the clap.
Yeah. Yeah, the freaking thing, the
the clapboard.
The cut scene thing. That's what it's called, the clapboard?
It's called a clapboard, yeah.
See, they give him the clap?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. This song was good, too.
Yeah, that's
entrance music.
Excellent song. And a lot of people have used it after them. Like, Marty Jannetty used it. Like, Joey Maggs used it.
Yeah, I wouldn't let Marty Jannetty use it.
But yeah, that's the only Hollywood Blondes match on here.
Really?
And believe it or not, that tag team only lasted... It was only, like, a little over a year.
What a great year it was,
but it was
though.
A great, great run. Like, yeah. Just an amazing run.
And for people to remember them, like, that fondly for just having a one-year run...
Yeah, unbelievable. It's kind of like what we talked about in a prior episode, the Dangerous Alliance. You know, we talk about them like they're this legendary stable, but they only lasted, like, less than 6 months.
Right. That's just the talent that was in the stable, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Good shit.
Moving along here, My Boy Benny and Paulicious give us votes for Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Shawn Michaels, King of the Ring 97.
All right, that was in Providence. I was there for that.
Yeah, me too.
It's when the little kid came into the ring or whatever.
Yeah, popped the guardrail.
Yeah.
In defense of Shawn Michaels.
Right.
Shawn Michaels said, I'll take care of it.
That's a very forgotten match, I think.
It is, because it was a double DQ.
Right, but that was a good match.
It was
up
a great
until
match.
Then, yeah.
Great match. In ring wise, I'd say better than the WrestleMania match.
Right.
Finish
wise, no.
Finish
obviously.
Wise, no. Right. No. if they could have had that match in Providence, but the finish from Boston.
Right.
I think that would have been great. But
yeah, that's the night. So Triple H won. He beat Mankind, right? Yep.
Won the King of the Ring.
Farouk versus Undertaker.
Yep.
I don't even remember that match.
Yeah.
I was there, and I don't remember that match at all.
Yeah.
That match sucked, huh?
Yeah, it was not very good at all.
Oh, shit.
Not good at all.
Yeah.
Remember Bret Hart's promo?
Hmm.
No.
What did he say?
Well, he was injured. He had injured his knee.
Yeah.
But he was actually supposed to fight Shawn Michaels that night. And he said that he could beat Shawn Michaels in 10 minutes or less.
Uh-huh.
And they were supposed to have their match, but Bret was hurt. Couldn't compete.
So he did that interview backstage?
No, they brought him in the ring. They brought the wheelchair in the ring.
I don't.
Are you sure you were there, sir?
I was there. I know I was there.
I have my doubts.
I probably fell asleep when he came out. That's probably what happened.
Well, let's see if you remember this one. My boy Benny and Dragon Rana give us votes for Stone Cold Steve Austin and Shawn Michaels versus Owen Hart and the British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith. Raw, May 1997.
I don't remember that match.
Austin and Shawn Michaels reluctantly have to team together. They can't stand each other, and they end up winning the tag team titles.
Oh, shit. Well, I knew
both
they were champions.
Both have beef with the Hart Foundation.
I knew that they were champions, like, but I don't remember how they got to be champions.
Yes. Well, yeah, just, you know, by chance.
And like, he was, so that happened quite a few times with him, right, Austin? The guy he's feuding with, he ends up becoming tag champions with.
Yeah.
And that happened with Triple H, too?
Triple H.
Two-man power trip, right?
Yeah, two-man power trip. We'll talk about them.
Yeah, he does it a lot.
Undertaker, he was tag team champions with him.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't think he ever won it with The Rock, though. But, surprised he didn't.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, how many other guys can you think of that just randomly become champions with someone else? Besides those guys that became champion with Stone Cold.
Shawn Michaels did it a few times.
He did. He did it.
Yeah.
With who?
But.
Exactly.
Who?
Exactly. You don't know. Stone Cold. I know he did it with Stone Cold.
Yeah, that was a memorable Raw match, and just the reaction when they won, like, the place exploded for it.
Yeah.
And it was cool. But didn't make the Mount Rushmore. So up next, here we go.
This is Mount Rushmore right here?
No.
Oh, this is Bret Hart match.
No. Oh, well, kind of. Pat R. the Superstar.
Oh, it's the Canadian Stampede, you
no,
asshole. You
no,
picked
not.
That match?
It's not.
I was ready to chop him, dude.
Pat R. the Superstar and Adam 84 vote for the Royal Rumble 1997.
As the whole Royal Rumble?
The whole Royal Rumble.
He won that.
He did. He last eliminated Bret Hart after Bret had already eliminated him, but the referees didn't see it, and he snuck back in.
Right. And didn't he come out, what, number one?
No.
He didn't.
No, he didn't. It was an earlier number, though.
Was it?
And he was tossing people out left and right.
But he was in the match for a while.
He was, yeah.
He was the featured person in that match.
Yeah, it was all built around him.
I can't hate it, then.
All right, then. I'm happy I hear that.
But the Canadian Stampede match, like, was that totally built around him? No, it was built around, like, everyone. Legion of Doom.
I know
he was
Mr.
a feature
Brian.
Act, but...
We'll get to it. Ringmaster and Adam 84 give us votes for Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Rock, WrestleMania 15. The first time they main evented WrestleMania.
Man, I vaguely remember.
The Rock was in the corporation.
No, I don't.
No?
But he got to be in a corporation when WrestleMania...
Survivor Series 98?
Survivor Series 98.
That began the build, right there.
What WrestleMania Rock. Did The Rock go into the corporation, Old McMahon? Wasn't it like...
It was the end of Survivor Series 98.
That was
he won the Deadly Game Tournament, turned on Mankind.
That's right. He turned,
joined
yes,
the corporation.
Yes, yes, yes.
Then Austin comes out.
But wasn't there WrestleMania where he turned on Foley or something?
The Rock
it was
on
Foley, Big Show... And two other people in a match. Rock and Stone Cold, maybe?
Never happened at WrestleMania.
Dude, I'm telling you. 2000. WrestleMania 2000. That's what it was.
Oh, the
four-way.
The four-way.
Yeah.
So what are you saying?
I was thinking about that time. That's the time I was thinking The Rock turned and went to the...
Oh, no. He didn't turn on... They were friends going
already?
Into that. Opponents, but friends.
I'm remembering this very differently. This is like Mandela effect type shit.
Like, Austin was injured that year, so The Rock was the top babyface. So he didn't turn on.
I don't know.
Triple H was the top heel going into it. All right,
I'll take your word for it.
But prior to that, like in the build to WrestleMania, Triple H ended the career of Foley. But Linda McMahon brought him back.
For WrestleMania 2000?
For WrestleMania 2000.
Yeah, it was a McMahon in each corner.
Right.
It was, Linda was with Big Show.
No.
Linda was with Triple H.
No.
Linda was with Mankind.
Yes.
Knew it. Vince was with The Rock.
No.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold wasn't even in it.
Fuck. Vince was with Big Show. He's got to be one of them.
No. He was.
So who's the other guy that was in it?
Triple H.
Oh. Vince was with Triple H?
No, he wasn't. Stephanie was with Triple H.
All right, I'm done with this segment.
Whatever the hell this was. Vince was with Rock.
Vince, I told you. That's what I said in the first place.
And ended up turning on him.
Oh, that's what I said. Yeah. So
Shane was with
so The Rock got turned on.
Yes, yes.
Not aroused. But he got someone turned on him.
Yes, that is 100% true.
I remember that totally differently. I apologize for that rant.
But at WrestleMania 15, Stone Cold beat The Rock.
I'll take your word
won the championship again.
Awesome. That's a big moment in Stone Cold's career.
I'd say so.
If I go back and watch that match again, I'd probably agree.
I hope you do.
Why? It's not going to affect your life any.
Next match here, my boy Benny and Scorpion 87 vote for Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Rock, Backlash 99, Providence.
Stone Cold Rock, Backlash 99?
Yes.
Man, nope.
Shane McMahon, referee.
Nope, I wasn't there for that.
I wasn't
even. I wasn't even there.
I wasn't even there.
Imagine that, one of the biggest. Sorry, dude, I made such a leg. I'm rubbing Pat's leg over here. My pinky gently
That's
grazed
him. That's not the armchair, Brian. Oh, man.
Well, who the fuck wears shorts this early in April?
It was warm out today.
It's not really early in April. It's late April, actually.
Late April, yeah. Like, just about done. But this was the one where The Rock takes over the camcorder.
Oh, yeah.
And Austin gives him the stunner on top of the broadcast table.
Yeah, and then he takes the camera. Yeah, it was a cool moment. See, all you have to do is refresh my memory a little bit.
That's the entire show.
I know. I'm sorry.
What did you think of, like growing up, did you think of Stone Cold?
I thought Stone Cold was cool. I thought he was a badass, you know?
Always cool.
Yeah, he was always cool.
And for the most part, I feel like he's the one guy that everybody's like, yeah, Austin was great.
Yeah. He had a problem with authority.
Yes. Like, he was relatable. He was the most relatable.
We were in high school, so it was like, yeah, I want to stun my teacher.
Yeah.
And then just fucking walk over him and tell him to suck it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Well, no, I wouldn't want him to suck it. I just want to tell him to suck it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like the Iron Sheik over here.
No, you know. Why, when you told people, when you fucking crossed your arms and you told people to suck it, did you mean it? No. All right. Don't be stupid.
But Austin, like he became like this huge pop culture icon. I mean, on the cover of TV Guide.
Yeah.
He's on all the talk shows, Celebrity Deathmatch.
Everything.
That Austin 316 shirt was everywhere.
Top selling shirt ever? Or was it NWO?
I think NWO, but it's got to be close to neck and neck at this point.
Oh, shit.
Like, Austin is still selling so much merch.
So is NWO, though.
Yeah.
They still sell shirts.
Yeah, but I feel like Austin might have a leg up here. As time goes on, it just seems like Austin just gets more and more popular.
Yeah, I don't know.
And even, going back and looking on it, it's like, wow, that's still really good.
Who's... Our original
Better
top
than
four.
Cat, good.
Our original top four was Austin, Hogan, Taker, Macho Man.
Yeah. Wow. Good job.
Who out of those four is the biggest one? Is it Hogan or Austin?
It's either Hogan or Austin, but I feel like Hogan has put himself out there more that more people. He's more recognizable to more people.
Okay. Do you think Roman Reigns will ever get to that point?
I don't think so.
As hot as wrestling was, and as hot as it's going to be, because I think it's going to get really, really, really hot again. As hot as like it was, isn't it weird that all the 80s shit, like Hogan, Macho Man and stuff, like that stuff still carries over till now?
Yeah.
So that just tells you what era was the best ever.
Yeah, I mean that, geez, you can't. Because it's either those late 80s or the 90s. Like, people will say that either one of those are their favorite eras.
Right, and I wrestling. Think, and I also think the difference is that, like, those old school guys still hold wrestling so, like, near and dear to their heart. They can't let go, so they still stay in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. Like Hogan, like Flair, you know? Whereas Austin's kind of like, I just want to go to my cabin and fucking nowhere land and just sit there and fade off to the sunset.
He doesn't really care about the fame.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's commendable. Like, all right.
So now, does this beg the question, who's bigger, Hogan or Rock?
I see what you did.
And The Rock's not even in our friggin'
Rushmore. He was like right at the threshold.
Man. I know, but he's not there.
I know.
But yeah, we're talking about either him or Hogan being the biggest.
Yeah. Yeah, Rock might have surpassed them both by this point.
Rock is the biggest, man.
Yeah. The Rock, you're just proclaiming it now.
Well, he is. You ask anybody who's Dwayne The Rock Johnson, they're gonna know.
Everybody knows him. Yeah, that's
and
true.
And a lot of people know Hogan, don't get me wrong. Like, a lot of people know who Hulk Hogan is, but...
Wow.
I think anyone will know who The Rock is.
So it goes Rock, Hogan, Austin.
I think so, man.
Wow.
We need to revisit the original...
Hey, maybe we will. That's actually a really good idea. We could do that. And I do want to do an episode where we just look at the Mount Rushmores of every topic and just see, hey, do we agree with this? And clearly, episode one, we just don't agree with.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore. No.
I don't even think The Rock was... he might have been on mine. I don't even know anymore.
Yeah. No, he wasn't on mine. I don't think he was on mine. Well, the next match here, Purple Haze and Paulicious give us votes for the two-man power trip, Stone Cold and Triple H, versus Chris Jericho and Chris Benoit. Raw.
So, I don't remember it.
Oh, okay. Well, it was a very good match. It was a match where Triple H tears his quad.
Oh, that one. Yes. That all right. One.
No, see, wait a minute. You talked about this match, right?
I know, dude, but like, I don't remember what we're talking about.
Yeah. You
know,
but this was huge because the two top guys in the company, Triple H and Stone Cold, Austin's the world champion, Triple H is the Intercontinental champion, and they're the tag team champions.
Right.
And they're fighting Jericho and Benoit, who, people are rallying behind them, but they don't really think they're going to win. And then they do.
Crazy.
It's a big moment.
They became tag team champions.
Became the tag team champions.
Yes, I do remember talking about this earlier.
All right.
No, but like, you just got to refresh my memory on these matches, because I do know the matches.
Yeah.
But when you say like Raw from freaking 2001 or whatever, I don't know which Raw that is.
Sure.
You know, could have been the one where freaking Triple H broke his nose. You know, I don't know. He never broke his nose, oddly enough, huh? Ever.
Surprisingly. Huh?
Crazy.
But how about the time Rob Van Dam did the 5-star frog splash off the top of the Elimination Chamber pod? And his knee came down and crushed Triple H's throat. Man, and Triple H can't breathe, but continues the match. That guy's a stud.
Triple H is.
He was a hard worker.
Yeah.
And now he's, it's all the kingdom is his.
Good for him, man.
Yeah.
Because he did work his ass off.
He did. He did.
In the ring. Like, just taking the time to learn the business, that well, and to do what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
Big kudos
to him. And everybody respects him, and, maybe as time goes on, more people will know the name Triple H.
Well, here's the thing, man. He was in the trenches, just like those guys are right now. Mm-hmm. So he knows what it was to work on the McMahon. When you want to do something, you're so restricted. And it's frustrating as shit, because you know it'll work. But you have this dude, controlling everything. So he's giving those guys the freedom. He's telling them, go out there and, do your thing. Have fun.
Very old school.
Yeah.
The way it should be.
Yep.
All right. Danny Love and Scorpion 87 give us votes for War Games, the Dangerous Alliance versus Sting Squadron.
No. Nope, 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 nope. I can't, man. The match wasn't based around Austin. Who won that match, anyway?
Sting Squadron.
Yeah, see? No, I don't know.
The great thing about Austin was he was in there from the beginning, and he put on a great performance because he was in there from the beginning.
Right.
Took a hell of a beating, covered in blood head to toe, and just put on a great performance. But there were also, you know, a litany of other people in this match as well.
Oh, yeah.
Who were also telling their stories.
That's what I'm saying. So you have all these stories balled into one match, and yours isn't even the primary story.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I gotta say no.
All right.
Not that Austin's wasn't the primary story in Canadian Stampede. When are we going to get to that match?
Purple Haze and Legendaric give us votes for Canadian Stampede, 1997.
What a stupid vote that is.
The big 10-man tag.
Yeah, and it was Austin was feuding with Brett.
Yep. It was really feuding with the whole Hart Foundation.
It was everybody, right. So we got to, like, LOD and stuff to, like, back them and all that. Because they weren't really...
Well, no, what ended up happening...
Patriot wasn't feuding with anybody, right?
Patriot's not even in this match.
Oh, he's not?
No, it's Austin...
Pat's pissed right now. He's
Austin.
He's slapping himself because he should have gotten a Patriots autograph at so what the hell match am I thinking of? Ground Zero.
Which one?
Wasn't there a match at Ground Zero?
What match?
It was like Patriot.
Oh, against Bret Hart?
Yeah, against.
And then there was one. Yeah, there was him and Vader against Bret and Bulldog. The flag match.
No, dude. The Patriot was never like in a 8-man tag with anyone?
On Raw, maybe.
Wow, damn.
Not on pay-per-view, no.
I am a mess because I swear to God, yeah. I thought the Patriot was in that match.
No.
Okay.
No, he wasn't. He had just come, he just debuted around this time, but no, he was not in that match. Didn't even end up feuding with Brett until the next month.
Well, they dropped the ball there.
The Patriot.
Yeah, the Patriot should have been in that match in Canada. Imagine the heat.
So even though so Austin gets arrested mid-match, gets taken away.
Yep.
And then comes back. No, I'm sorry. Owen gets injured. Owen gets injured during the match, gets taken away, but comes back to roll up Austin to win the match.
So yeah, I know Hart Foundation went over. And
afterwards, Austin, after attacking the Hart family, gets arrested.
Oh, is that the one where Bruce comes in the ring and he wouldn't sell for LOD? Which one is that?
Yes.
It is, right?
It is, yeah. Yes.
There was like a whole thing with the Hart Foundation family.
Yeah.
And Bruce isn't selling, like, animals getting pissed off or something.
They throw the water at... They actually throw water at Bruce more than one time. It's like, you think he prepared for this?
People should go out there and Google that picture of Bruce Hart just wet. the gif of the water going in his face.
Because he goes in there and gives them an idea, and they don't take it, but he doesn't realize that. Like, yes, you said the idea, but none of us approve this idea. And he just goes in, alright, this is the spot I was talking about right here. And he just hops the guardrail, and of course, Austin's just gonna beat the shit out of him, because he doesn't.
Man.
Oh, hilarious. Bruce Hart. Oh, Bruce
He's
Hart.
Like, no, I said it, so it must go.
I thought we talked about this. Yeah, we talked about it, but nobody said yes. Moving along, Pat R. the Superstar and Mikey from the Streets give us votes for Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 14.
Yeah.
Austin. Mike Tyson is the referee.
I was there for that, too.
As was I, man, and that was a great moment.
Oh, shit. That's a, man, great match.
The only problem with this match was Shawn Michaels was injured.
Well, he was
injured. Had a bad back.
But the match was still great, I thought.
For what it was, yes.
Right.
Yes, it was.
And like you said, if it had been the King of the Ring match.
Yeah, it would have been a WrestleMania-worthy main event. This was a good pay-per-view main event. WrestleMania main event. Everybody was happy because Austin won, and Tyson punches Austin. That's great. That's awesome. That's a great moment. Definitely a great Austin moment. And you know what? Yeah, I guess that is a good WrestleMania main event.
Yeah, man. I saw nothing wrong with it. I thought the match was really good. Obviously, it would have been better if Michael's back was okay.
Yeah.
Or was it? A lot of speculation about that shit, too.
Yeah.
But I mean, dude, he took a bump off that casket bad.
Yeah.
At Rumble.
Yeah.
It didn't look good off the
rip. No, that didn't look
good. I remember as a kid, like, watching that, and I was like, oh, that didn't look really good, you know?
Uncle Rick. I don't think that was supposed to happen, Uncle Rick. The last match on here with two votes. Dragon Rana and Legend Derek give us votes for Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Chris Benoit, May 31st, 2001 SmackDown. This is the one where Benoit gives him 10 German suplexes in a row.
Yep, I remember that spot. My question is, how do people remember this?
Because it was a great match.
Yeah,
you remember matches, man.
SmackDown, you know, like... It's a SmackDown. You know how many SmackDowns there have been? You know, this isn't like it's an Over the Edge or something, or right. Like a WrestleMania.
Right.
It's like, oh, I remember that match from this specific SmackDown.
It is a great match, and it was in Canada.
It sounds like it's a great match, because Benoit's in it, and Austin's in it.
And it was during that time where they were switching a lot of titles, like, fast.
Hot Potato.
Yep. Yes. And Benoit had just fought Austin on Monday on Raw, and it was another great match, and came so close to winning it. Stu Hart was even in the front row. That would have been a great time to do it, but they didn't do it.
Right.
So then they have the rematch on SmackDown. It's like, oh man, he came so close. He's got to get it this time.
And he doesn't.
No
shit.
No, he doesn't. But, hey.
I barely even remember him working with Benoit. Like, feuding with him or anything.
Yeah, it was a short time. But they did... This match in particular is awesome. It's a great match. You know, all Benoit controversy aside, just looking at this as a match.
Exactly.
It really is a great match.
Man, that's what I miss about, like, not being able to tape shit.
Because
as a kid, did you ever, like, tape, like, a whole show?
Oh, my God, bro.
Take the best match.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, tape over the other ones with, like, another good match. So you'd have, like, a compilation of matches.
I would do compilations, but I would never tape over.
Oh, my God.
You still need the full event.
I hope your parents own stock in JVC.
Like, I had hundreds of VHS tapes.
Well, I did too, but I would say, when I say hundreds, I say probably 200.
Yeah.
When you say hundreds, you probably mean like...
I mean like 500, 600, yeah. Man. Like, I had everything. I taped every week. And yes, I bought VHS tapes like by like the 12-pack.
Right.
And 6 hours, all right, so I can get a Raw, a SmackDown, and a Raw.
You know what my problem was?
Let's hear it.
I was so anal, I'd have to have the same tape. Like, I couldn't have a JVC with a...
Oh, with like a Memorex?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
I need a Fuji or whatever. You know?
Yeah, man. I had a whole system like with the double VCRs. And, yeah.
Yeah, because you could tape. You could take those tape.
And make copies.
Were you a tape trader?
Oh, big time. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At what age?
13, maybe? 12, 13.
Really?
Yeah,
how did you find these people, though? Those internet then?
Internet, yeah. Oh, man. I was on...
How old are you right now? So how fucking much younger are you than me?
I'm going to be 38 this year.
Oh, all right. It's not that much younger. It's going to be 3 years.
But no, like, really, like, what were we just saying?
Tape trading.
You say you look in the mat, like, because I bought all, like, the Pro Wrestling Illustrateds and the stuff like that, and then you see the ads for, like, RF Video, like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Then
like
you go there.
Apartment wrestling and stuff.
yeah, that too. But yeah, like it's going down the rabbit hole. Like today, if you were to go on YouTube or Instagram or something like that, you just follow the rabbit hole down. Well, back during this time, it was harder because okay, you have to buy a magazine. Oh, just thumbing through the magazine. Oh, what's this? You're not even looking for this. You find this. Oh, okay, cool. You find out there's a whole tape trading world out there.
See, I never went that far. I started like tapes from magazines and stuff.
Yeah.
Except the apartment wrestling that one time.
But, I mean, that's how I found out about, like, ECW and, you know, all these, other, you know, during the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, I was just lucky that I had, like, my uncles that I grew up with that were into it and were like, hey, watch this.
Awesome.
Like, oh, man, this is great. Like, I'm going back now. I'm doing the notes for, like, the run of World Class. And I'm watching these World Class shows and I'm like, oh man, I remember this. I remember watching this. Obviously not live, but like I remember watching the tape of this.
Right.
It was the Missing Link versus Junkyard Dog, Texas Stadium, and I'm like, I specifically remember this.
I wish I had the patience that you do to go back and watch this stuff. No, I really do. Like,
yeah,
I could because I did like wrestling a lot back then, but it's like I don't know what happened, man. I just grew out of it,
yeah,
like, real bad.
Well, that's
I miss it though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I can't sit there and do it anymore.
No? Like, no, I couldn't throw on just a random episode of a World Class? Or,
I couldn't, no. I've tried, but I do at, like, 10:30 I'm trying to sleep.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Probably change the time, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know, but I don't...
I know, but you're busy.
You got
a very busy schedule.
Shit, how many times did I cancel on you?
I know, this episode
week,
was...
Had to cancel last week. this episode almost never even happened.
You're flat leaving me, Brian. You're flat.
Nah, dude. My kid told. Dude, I'm listening to 11-year-old. Oh yeah, the draft's Friday. I want to. I'm like, all right, yeah. You want to watch it with me? Yeah, all right.
Oh, cool. So he's gonna watch the WWE draft on SmackDown.
No, it's not. Is it tonight?
That's tonight.
Oh no, shit.
Yeah, no. That's what you were just talking about.
Why would they go head to head with the NFL draft?
Oh, the NFL has a draft too.
Second round. But I thought first round was tonight. He's telling me it's tonight. I'm not even thinking that's always on a Thursday. I'm just like, yeah, all right, cool. I'll watch it with you Friday.
Yeah.
Then I'm listening to sports radio, and they're like, oh, Thursday's draft. I'm like, this kid lied to me. I mean, he's not going to watch the second round.
Well, no.
I'll really want to watch the first round.
Okay. All right. Now it's like the mid-cards. So now we have two matches that did not make the Mount Rushmore, but they each have 6 votes. So they were very close to making it. So first one we're going to talk about here, Daryl and Georgia, Suplex Sam, Paulicious, Bobby on the Beat, Tiger Bomb, and Dragon Rana give us votes for Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Bret Hart, Survivor Series 96.
Yeah.
Bret Hart makes his return to Madison Square Garden.
That was the first one.
The first one.
Excellent match.
Awesome match.
I can't
like
even say
like a great pure wrestling match. Yeah, absolutely. Like, that might be number one.
Ever?
Pretty high up there. Just for a heel versus a baby face. Okay.
Yeah,
no interference, no DQs.
Straight up, mano a mano.
Clean finish.
Right. And that was the beginning of the turn.
Yeah.
The double turn, right?
Yep.
I'll give it to him. That's yeah, absolutely, man.
Awesome. Awesome match.
I'm not going to sit here and hate today.
No.
I'm turning over a new leaf.
Really? Yeah. Is it the Propel?
It's Berry Propel.
Berry Propel, maybe that's the trick.
Maybe it might be the electrolytes. It's,
yes. You prefer that to Gatorade?
Rejuvenated. Ian, I don't fucking know. It's my kids, right? He brings us to like baseball practice and shit. I was leaving the house. I packed a little bag of drinks.
Did you bring a ham sandwich?
No, we're gonna get Chinese in a little while. Goddamn! Goddamn! Make fun of my drink, I'll fucking kill you, motherfucker.
Extra cheese, extra pickles. So Danny Love, Suplex Sam, Legend Derek, Tiger Bomb, Wrestle War, and Mike the Wolverine give us votes for Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Dude Love
over the edge. 98. Yes. That's on my list.
Yep, awesome match.
Not my lisp, my list.
Yeah, that's an excellent match.
They took it everywhere, man. That match was great.
Austin covered in blood.
They wrestle on the car and shit, right?
Yeah. Battle up the ramp, or battle up the aisle, battle on top of the cars.
Yeah.
And they had McMahon as the referee. They had Gerald Briscoe ringing the bell.
Yep, everything was stacked against Stone Cold.
And then Undertaker came and saved the day, and Austin won the match.
Crazy, man. How crazy is it that Mick Foley is in a lot of these guys' moments?
Oh, yeah.
He's in a lot of biggest moments in wrestling.
Yep.
And not only that, but like in a lot of The Rock's biggest moments.
Because he's willing to take a big bump, and while that the bump alone gets him over, it'll also get the other guy over too. Like Hell in a Cell that got, you know, that helped get
correct.
You know, Taker over, but like or like what about when he was feuding with Vader in WCW, all the crazy bumps he was taking.
The ear got chopped off in the rope.
That got Vader over too.
Exactly. But then you saw like how good at the craft of wrestling he is, because he could take the bumps. He'd take a beating. He went to Japan, King of the Deathmatch, right? Went funk. Took all his, and then all of a sudden you get the shit where this is your life, Rock.
Yeah.
He's got that funny side.
He's got
side.
The range. He's like a great actor.
Everything.
Yep.
See, I told you I'm turning over a new leaf.
You are. Like, I love the analysis here. This is good.
No, but it's because Foley sides with Bret Hart and he made fun of my shirt and shit. And for him, fuck you for that, Foley. I'm getting pissed now. No. But he does. He's got, like you said, he's got that range.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the best.
He's underrated, I think.
Oh, very underrated. Very underrated. So now, here we go. We're at the Mount Rushmore now.
That wasn't the Mount Rushmore?
That was not.
Oh, no shit.
We are now at the Mount Rushmore.
Oh. I'm popping over here for a match night on the Mount
Rushmore. It just missed it.
Because I thought it's on mine. So I thought, you know.
It's on mine, too.
Oh, no shit.
And you know something? Austin's greatest feud was against Vince McMahon, and there were no Vince McMahon matches on here.
Well, I think between the matches not being great and Vince McMahon being in a whole lot of trouble right now, people probably just don't want to mention him.
I just found that interesting.
No, I get it.
But, all right, 7 votes here. Danny Love, Daryl and Georgia, Dragon Rana, Hunter Scott, Scorpion 87, Wrestle War, and Mike the Wolverine. Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Triple H, the 3 Stages of Hell.
Oh, yeah.
No Way Out, 2001.
Was that the first 3 Stages of Hell match?
Yes.
It was.
Yes, it was a 2 out of 3 falls match, but in this case, all stipulations.
Yep. So the
first
last match
straight up.
Right. And that was there was a cage match.
Second match,
involved.
No disqualification. Third fall, cage match.
Cage match. Yep. That's what it was.
Yep.
Yeah, man, that was a really good match.
Yeah, like 45 minutes.
Yep.
Great match, and Triple H ended up winning that match.
Right. That's fine because that was one of those matches where it did good for both guys.
Yeah, it did.
You know, both guys got over bigger.
Yep. yeah, first, because then the next pay-per-view, Austin wins the belt.
Right. But think of how innovative that was. You know, just think about that. All right, we're going to have a 2 out of 3 falls match, but let's make each fall something different.
Yeah.
How is that not thought of earlier? It's so simple sometimes, isn't it?
It's been done throughout the course of a show. It's never been done, like, 2 out of 3 falls back-to-back.
Right.
It's been like, okay, the first match will be this, then, like, the fourth match, they'll do it again, then, like, the eighth match, they'll do it again.
Same guys and shit?
Same guys, yeah. Like, because Foley did it.
Really?
Foley did it with Eddie Gilbert, like, on...
Oh, so we're talking way back.
Like early 90s. Early 90s.
90s. All right. I don't know.
So, like, 10 years later.
I prefer the Austin Triple H way, though, still.
Yeah.
Sounds better.
But still, that was a great match. And yeah, it made the Mount Rushmore. And that was a great feud, Austin Triple H. So, cool to see it. Cool to see him make it here. Stone Cold... Oh, well, I'm getting ahead of myself here. 7 votes. Pat R. the Superstar, Shep from Shepland, Ringmaster, Hunter Scott, Bobby on the Beat, Legend Derek, and Tiger Bomb. Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Rock, WrestleMania 17.
How could it not be?
Amazing. Amazing.
And it was... The whole match was amazing. So good. Man.
That stupid finish.
Yeah.
That stupid finish.
But everyone still talks about it.
Yeah.
Everyone remembers
Because the match is just unbelievable. The two biggest at the time are exceeding everybody's expectations.
Yeah.
Putting on just the all-time great match, and it would have been the all-time greatest. But that stupid finish.
Yep, absolutely. You're right. And I know your match is going to be on here. Your all-time favorite match.
Oh, we're not there. We're not at the most voted match yet.
See, it's going to piss me off. It probably wasn't even the most voted.
Oh, it was. Like three. Oh, no, it was. It was. The next one we'll talk about, though. 8 votes. Shep from Shepland, Daryl in Georgia, Suplex Sam, Ringmaster, Mikey from the Streets, Hunter Scott, Wrestle War, Mike the Wolverine. It's Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Kurt Angle, SummerSlam 2001.
Refresh my memory, man.
Another really great match. Austin had just turned on the WWF, went with the Alliance, and now Kurt Angle is stepping up to be the flag bearer for the WWF. He's feuding now with Austin.
So that was before the whole Jimmy Crack Corn shit, when him and Austin were...
No, this is after that.
It was after that.
Yeah, this is after
that.
Oh,
so like...
That's another thing that all happened so fast.
Yeah, right.
So fast. That was like May, June.
Yep.
And the turn happened in July. Damn. And now this feud is August till like December.
Oh shit.
And this is a great, great match. Again, though, it's a screwy finish. So if it had been a clean finish, it would have been huge.
Right.
Probably would have been number one. Because it is like a... Kurt Angle's another guy. So underrated. Yep. So good. And everybody knew he was good at the time. But people didn't know at the time that this is like the best.
Yeah,
this really is the best.
He was my favorite wrestler for a while.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
He was that good. And another guy that's got so much range, right?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think, like, if you saw Kurt Angle these days and, you know, talk to him and stuff, you wouldn't think he could be that funny back in the day.
No, not at all.
Because he's kind of just like a hard, not a hard ass, but just like straight dude.
Straight laced guy, yeah. That'd be like if Bret Hart had range.
It'd be like if Bret Hart had any personality at all.
All right, here it is. 9 votes here.
9.
Danny Love, Pat R. the Superstar, Shep from Shepland, Daryl in Georgia, Mikey from the Streets, Hunter Scott, Bobby on the Beat, Tiger Bomb, Wrestle War, Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Bret Hart, the submission match, WrestleMania 13, the greatest match of all time.
Yeah. It's on mine, too.
That's the match that made Austin. It really was. Yes, he'd been putting in great performances. Yes, he's had great matches. But that night cemented Austin as an all-time great.
Oh, that's Bret. He'll tell you. He'll tell you all. I made Austin. I made him.
Bret became an old... Austin became an all-time great. I was already an all-time great.
Yeah, exactly. It's on mine, too, though. Whatever. It was a great match. Even though he was in it.
So, the Mount Rushmore is Austin versus Bret, Austin versus Angle, Austin versus Rock, Austin versus Triple H. But what is your Mount Rushmore?
My Mount Rushmore is... I have 17 in there. Yep. Austin versus The Rock. I have Bret versus Austin. I have Foley versus... Well, Dude Love versus
Dude Love, yeah.
And I don't know about the last one, man.
No?
No, I don't know.
Bobby did the same thing.
I gotta think. Hold on.
But you have to give me an answer. He doesn't.
What do you mean he doesn't?
Well, the show's already done, I mean.
Well, yeah, I know, but you can't just pick three. Go Austin versus Michaels, WrestleMania 14.
Nice.
I'm going to have to.
All right, cool. Obviously, Austin Bret from 13, definitely, versus Rock, 17. I love the Dude Love match as well.
Love that match.
Yeah, that's great. And I'm going to go with the Bret Hart match from Survivor Series 96. So I get two Austin and Bret Hart matches on mine.
You like the panda to Bret Hart.
What'd you say?
Nothing. I said, good for you for putting Bret Hart on your list.
Unbelievable. What a piece of work. Do you think they got it right?
Do I? Yeah, I mean...
Even though it wasn't everything you necessarily agreed with.
Yeah, no. It's a good list, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too. And I think, you know, if you're showing somebody... Stone Cold matches, like, say somebody who's never seen Stone Cold before.
Those are the good matches.
Those are the good matches pretty much to show them. I mean, you can argue, though, that the WrestleMania, the match versus Shawn Michaels, is so big of a moment that it could be on there, but then the same argument can be made for Austin versus Jake.
Right. King of the Ring. But you just said Austin versus Bret was the one that solidified him.
It really was.
But he I think beat... So. Michaels for the title.
Sure, he did.
So that's his.
But I think he was already a big deal because think about the build up to that and him feuding with Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
That was pretty big.
It was.
So I don't mean to burst your bubble there. You know,
I'm not bursting my bubble.
You're allowed to have an opinion. That's what this show's all about.
Well, so are you.
So thank you.
Everyone's allowed an opinion, no matter how wrong they are.
So. The next time we end up doing Pro Wrestling Rushmore, because we've been talking so much about him, let's do a whole show about him. We're going to do the Mount Rushmore of The Rock.
All right.
So the best Rock matches.
I like it. I had a fun. This is actually a pretty good episode.
I think so, too.
We get off the rails. Like, I know I get off track sometimes.
People like that. That's why people like Family Guy, too. You know, the tangents.
Dude, honestly, I swear to God, I don't even realize I'm doing it half the time.
No, but it's entertaining. It's good. It's good, Brian.
All right.
It's gold, Brian. It's gold.
Yeah, I'm sure. The views say it all.
Hey, we just passed 1,000. 1,000 subscribers. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. Well, you know what? People need to go out there and need to share it and shit and tell their friends.
You know, and people, you know, some people are late to the party. Hey, it is what it is. What?
I'll pull a Jim Ross. It costs nothing to click.
Costs nothing to click. It means so much.
It's free, folks.
Touch our hearts.
It's free, folks. Costs nothing to click. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends, friends. Then we can be friends. So for Brian.
All right, man. Good show. Now we're going to watch round two of the draft.
No, round one is
the NFL draft is on. I'm taking over your remote. We're taking over, me and Pat.
Oh, we'll see about that. Also, you find us on Pro Wrestling Tees. Buy the shirt, buy the shirt, buy the shirt.
Just buy a shirt.
We got four of them. Buy them all. Gotta be a big fan for that. And Instagram, we're on there. Squared.circle.history. And yes, like, share, subscribe. Get this out there.
Get it out.
So, this is Ian saying good night.